Welcome to your weekly compass, your go-to reflections to connect with God every week. Welcome, last week of March, last episode of this month. I am so happy to have you here, so happy to share the Word of God with you, the love of God. If this is your first time with me here, I just want to thank you. I just want to welcome you again. And I really pray that the word that I have for you today bless you, inspires you to build that personal relationship with God better and better each day. And also remember to follow, subscribe to my podcast. Now, today we are reading Psalm 139, verse 13, and I'm reading from the NLT. It says, "You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb." I'm pretty sure you've heard about this Bible verse 1,000 times, but let's stop right now and think and actually understand that God sees much more in you and me than what you see in yourself and that I see in myself. He doesn't care about your age. He doesn't care about your abilities. He doesn't care how tall you are. He doesn't care how skinny you are. He doesn't care how fast you are. He doesn't care the struggles that you think that you're facing right now. He just sees what he created, and he sees the potential that you and me have based on what he created. We are a masterpiece. We are truly a masterpiece. We were created by the creator of the universe, and he created us with grace and love. And if we let him, we will be able to fulfill everything that he has for us. Now, this might be hard to embrace for some of you. I know it is for me, especially if you grew up with a life that has been tough, that have had a lot of setbacks, that you had maybe your parents and your siblings, people that you thought were close to you, never believed in you, or they were always highlighting your mistakes, or they were always telling you that you fall short, and you were always looking for their approval, but you never got it. If you are like me that went through that, hey, I'm here, we can connect, we can talk. We have a Facebook group that we talk about all about our struggles and how can we connect with God better. I understand that it doesn't matter what happened in our past. It doesn't matter how we see ourselves right now. We are a child of God. He sees us different, and it's gonna be difficult for us to see us the way he sees us, but we can do it. Now, don't think that you're the only one that thinks like that. There's so many of us out there that think that we're not enough, that it doesn't matter what God puts in my heart, I'm not enough. I'm not gonna be able to do that, to do it. I'm not gonna be able to fulfill my purpose. It doesn't matter if God comes here and tells me, hey, you're gonna do this and I'm gonna give you everything, I'm not enough. If you think like that, it's not okay, but you're not the only one. There are too many of us out there. Even in the Bible, the list is huge. To give you just a few examples of people that doubted that they will be able to comply with God's purpose, I'm gonna start with Exodus 3, my man, Moses. You know, Moses was a man that had direct communication with God. That man had conversations with God. Like Moses, because I have conversations with God, but it's a one-way conversation. I never hear God, like the voice of God. Moses did. Like Moses will ask the question and God will answer. Moses asked God to change things and God did it. So he had that excellent connection with the Almighty, the one creator. And still, when God told Moses, hey, I need you to go to Pharaoh and tell him that you're taking all my Israelites, all my people out of Egypt. Instead of Moses saying, yes, sir, let's go, he said, who am I? Who am I to do something like that? I cannot do that. Moses, that had God in his corner. God had to remind him, hey, I'll be with you all the way. So come on, let's do it. And of course, Moses ended up doing it, but even Moses doubted. Another example in Judges 6, Gideon. God called Gideon to save Israel from the Midianites. However, in the beginning, what is Gideon's reaction? Oh no, I'm weak. I come from Manasseh and I'm the least of my family. I'm like the weakest. I cannot do that. How God sees him as a mighty warrior and promises to be with him. And it happened. 1 Samuel 16. When Samuel is looking for the next king, he's looking for a good looking guy, tall, like, you know, strong, really good appearance. What God says? Nope, I see beyond what you humans see. He's not the one. I want that one. Who's that one? David, the youngest, the weakest, the one that no one believed that was going to be a very respected man. In Luke 5, Jesus calls Simon Peter to be a fisher of men. But Peter's initial reaction is that, I'm not worthy. You're looking at me. I'm not worthy to be your fisher of men. And what happened with Peter? Peter is one of the most important characters in the New Testament, in the history of the church. Ephesians 2:10 says that we are God's handiwork. We are created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God has a purpose for each of us and will prepare us to accomplish anything that he wants or anything that we want. Like, we can ask him. We can ask him for wisdom, knowledge, patience, so we can do different things. Maybe today you view your life as you're lacking value. Maybe you are marked by physical, relational, financial hardship, maybe other personal challenges that leave you feeling hopeless. I get it. I struggle with that every day. Even though I'm a child of God, I still feel in my head those thoughts of, you're not enough. You're not supposed to talk. You're supposed to be quiet. You cannot ask questions. You cannot question anything. You just have to follow. Yet, God sees you and sees me differently. Through his eyes, we are all loved, valuable, and full of promise. We're going to make it. We're going to do it. You just have to trust him. And it's not easy, but we, one step at a time. Remember, the fog will leave. God promises to work with us through all the frustrations, all the disappointments, for our good. If we choose to love him and trust him, everything will work out. Please don't lose hope. Don't lose hope because he is there with you. Trust him. Allow God to transform you into the person he designed you to be. He's the creator. He's the one that knows everything. Let's let him do his thing. Now let's take a moment and think about this. Let's think about the areas of your life, or let's reflect on the areas of your life where you feel incomplete or unworthy. Reflect on that. Think on that. How does understanding God's view of you as his masterpiece change your perspective? Think, instead of thinking that you're incomplete, that you're unworthy, that you're not enough, think that you're God's masterpiece. And how does that make you feel? What steps can you take to trust him more deeply and embrace the potential he sees in you? Make a list, make a mental note, share it with us. Philippians 4:13 says that I can do all things through him who gives me strength. our strength and potential are not limited by our own perceptions, but are amplified through the faith that we have in Him. Remember that our view is not clear because of the fog that we have in front of us. However, God sees through a different lens, a divine lens that is full of love. He sees the potential that He put on us. Everyone has a huge potential. How are you going to use that potential? That's the whole point. When you feel down, when you feel discouraged, remind yourself that God sees a masterpiece on you. A person that is worthy of everything. You know what worked for me? I used this to build my personal relationship with God, but also to remind who I am in Him. I have a bracelet. I don't use jewelry, but I used to wear a bracelet every day. And that every time I will look at the bracelet, it will be a reminder to have a 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 1 minute conversation with God, aka prayer, right? It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're talking to someone, you ask for 10 seconds, you have a small conversation with God in your mind and you continue. It's not how. It's one of the steps I use to build a better relationship with God and with Jesus. Now, that was also my reminder that I'm worthy and that God is listening to me. So He's there waiting until I look at the bracelet and talk to Him. And whenever I start talking, He's going to listen. So for me, I am worthy. He's listening. It doesn't matter when, at what time, when I decide to talk to Him, I am worthy of His time, of His attention. So if I'm worthy, I'm going to make sure that I use that for good, for my purpose. Okay? Let that truth sink in. Use something, a bracelet, a ring, sticker, a water jug, a color, a sound, something. Look for something that you will see and it will remind you of doing that, to have that conversation with God and to understand who you are in Him. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for taking your time to let us know, to make sure that we understand that you see us, that you listen to us, that you're with us, and that you love us exactly as we are. Thank you for the hope and purpose that you bring to our life. Help us to see ourselves through your eyes, God. Help us to trust you in the purpose that you created within us. Help us believe that you are at work, even in the challenges we face, even in the challenges some of us are facing right now. Guide us to become the person you know we can be. Help us, give us the strength to achieve the purpose that you know we can achieve. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would like to receive these devotionals every week directly to your email, there is a link in the show notes to subscribe to the newsletter. You will receive an email every Wednesday morning with the devotional if you want to read it, or you're going to have a link to directly go to that weekly podcast. If you're on the go, you can go ahead and listen to me. If you're struggling to understand the Bible, if you're trying to start to read the Bible or study the Bible, and if it all seems too confusing, because let's be real, the Bible is not easy to read, don't worry, you're not alone. Let's simplify that process. We do have a free Bible study guide. The link is on the show notes. Go ahead and download that study guide. It will be the first step to break that complication, to maybe stop that confusion. First step, like I always say, one step at a time, one step at a time. Before I go, if you found this episode helpful, please consider sharing it on social media, to your friends, to your family, and also leave us a 5-star review. That's all for today. I'll see you next Wednesday. In the meantime, sip slow, pray deep, love always.